I'm Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We're going to be talking about a home and garden show that's coming up real quick here that we want to let you know about. And it's the Home Builder Association Home and Garden Show presented by Consumers Energy. And it's going to be in Jackson. And happy to have on the program to talk more about that, Executive Officer of the Jackson Hillsdale and Lenawee Home Builders Association, Pat O'Dowd. And Pat's good to have you back on the program again.
Yes, it's great to be back. I appreciate all you guys do for the community, and thank you for allowing me to come in and talk about our 50th annual Home and Garden Show.
Big celebration being 50 years,
that,
huh, Pat?
That is a big number. I'm actually going to be celebrating my 51st birthday, so this Home and Garden Show has basically been alive as long as I have.
Yeah, it sure has. Tell us a little bit when it's going to be and the times.
Yeah, so it's coming up this Friday. It'll be February 27th. It's from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., and then Saturday the 28th, it's open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday, March 1st, it's open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And where is it going to be located at?
Yep, it's the American One Event Center, which for those listeners that might not be familiar with it, it's on Ganson Street at the Jackson County Fairgrounds, now known as Keeley Park. So sure. If you search it online, Keeley Park will get you there. But yeah, the American One Event Center is a relatively new addition to the fairgrounds.
What can we expect for people coming to the Home and Builder Show? I mean, a lot of people look forward to these because of the fact that it's kind of like, oh, spring's on the way. So well, what can they expect, Pat?
Yeah, the weather we had last week was certainly a tease.
Yes.
It made me start thinking about all the amazing projects I'm going to be able to do around the house. So we've got just about 90 vendors. It's a sold-out floor space. We've got home builders. We've got landscapers. We've got insurance companies. We've got a little bit of everything, and the idea is to provide homeowners or area residents some inspiration and connect them with local companies and local trusted contractors that can help them with their home improvement projects.
And that's the main thing, isn't it, Pat, is getting in touch with those local businesses and contractors, that somebody that you know that is in your area that you can develop a relationship and can trust.
Absolutely. That trust factor, you know, typically if you're having a home improvement project done, you're essentially entering into a relationship with that contractor, right? And you want to have a relationship with somebody you can trust, not just somebody that you see on Google, somebody that you can look in the eye and shake hands with and believe and have confidence that they're going to be able to provide that service you're looking for in a timely manner and done to the standards that you expect. So our members and our vendors at the Home and Garden Show are exactly that. They're trustworthy contractors that everybody in your listening audience can count on.
Well, and that's part of it too, Pat, is being a part of the Home Builders Association. That's one of the requirements to be a member, right?
Yes. Our members are vetted, and we do not allow unlicensed contractors. And if there's any contractors that maybe have run a foul and not lived up to their promises, then they're certainly not going to be a part of our association. So, yeah, it's like it's the HBA seal of approval, if you will.
I like that. That's good. Is there admission to the
show?
There is.
There is. There's $5 admission, not bad at all, but we do have 5,000 VIP passes that we've distributed throughout the community. I know you guys have some at your front desk here at WLEN, and there's a couple. Big C Lumber has some. I know SLI Print and Marketing over near Myers has a couple.
Mm-hmm.
We just dropped some off at the Habitat for Humanity. So there's a lot of VIP passes out there that are available. But if you're not able to secure one, $5 will get you in. And that's it.
You know, $5, that's pretty good, you know, to be able to go to a show like this. It's going to have so many vendors at Pat.
Yeah, and on Friday night, we have Girls Night Out, which is going to be an amazing event in and of itself. It's like a separate, it's like a side event.
Yeah.
We're going to have live music, and you're going to be able to enjoy free drinks, free appetizers from Sylvia's Catering. So that $5 is getting you in to both of those events on Friday night, and you're getting free drinks and free food. So that's a no-brainer.
Exactly.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Friday night. And then Saturday, we have side events too. We have a local beer garden and local food distributors, so providers. Schlinkers, which is famous in Jackson for their hamburgers.
Oh, yeah.
They'll be selling hamburgers. And then Virginia Coney Island is famous for their Coney Islands. They'll be selling those. And then, you know, we had a lot of beverages that were donated, so we're going to be able to give out free drinks to a lot of our attendees. Not everybody, but
right.
A lot of attendees. So we've got a fun-filled weekend for sure.
Well, you also have something on Sunday too, don't you?
This one is incredible. To me, this is probably the thing I'm most proud of. To celebrate our 50th anniversary, we approached a lot of local banks and credit unions asking them to give $50 savings accounts to 50 kids.
Wow.
And a lot of them didn't find it to be the best idea ever. We thought as an event committee, we really hit on a great event, you know, and it turns out Community Choice Credit Union thought it was such a great event, they doubled it. They're going to give the first 100 kids $50 savings accounts absolutely for free. All they have to do is show up on Sunday, probably need to get there right around 10. They're going to get a $50 savings account, and then Home Depot is doing a Learn to Build clinic as well. So the kid's going to get $50 savings account, and then they're going to have a little hands-on fun learning to build. I think it's a boat that they're bringing the kits.
Wow.
And the parents can peruse the show while their kids are there at the clinic. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Community Choice is actually even bringing, I don't know if you're familiar with this concept, a money tornado.
No.
So it's a machine that blows the money around.
Oh, sure.
You know, it's got the clear plexiglass or whatever, and they just grab as many dollars
right.
as they can. So certain kids that are drawn, or lucky kids, are going to be able to go in there and try to grab as many dollar bills as they can. So it should be a lot of fun.
It should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this weekend, really, I think our events committee did a good job of planning something for everyone. So you've got Girls Night Out, you've got the local food and the beer garden, and then you've got Kids Zone on Sunday. So no reason not to come out all 3 days.
Absolutely. There you go. I kind of like that idea. And the thing is, like we mentioned before, is that, you know, having a home builder association, the Home and Garden Show, really kind of gets you into the mood. And I think a lot of times at this point, we're itching to be able to get outside and do things, not only around the house, but, you know, the garden as well. And what a great way to be able to go in and find out not only with these local vendors, but also get some great ideas at the same time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Inspiration will be abound, that's for sure. And it's a good for your listening audience. It's going to be a good teaser for what we are bringing to Lenawee County in 2027, which is a home and garden show. We can officially announce that we're bringing it back to Lenawee County April 23rd through the 25th at the Lenawee County Fairgrounds. We're going to have a home and garden show set up much like this with different side events. So for those in Lenawee County that have the interest, stop up in Jackson and you'll get a tease for what you'll see here in Lenawee County in 2027.
Excellent, excellent, because I know that was such a big thing that we had in past years. And I know people have kind of missed it, and that's great news to know that next year we're going to have one here in Lenawee County.
Yeah, we've heard, you know, the HBA has been back in Lenawee County for about 6 months, and that was one of the top requests, was bring back that home and garden show. It's got such a great history, and it's just an honor and a privilege for us to be able to bring back a community event that has such a historic and strong ties in the community. So we're really excited about it. We've got a great Lenawee County committee that's going to put on just an amazing event, and I think it's a win for the community.
So we're looking for next year. What dates again?
April 23rd through the 25th. Details will slowly start to trickle out as we get through our home show in Jackson. And
sure.
then the committee here in Lenawee County will start to put together some exact details and times and pricing and everything. But certainly want your listeners to put that on their calendar.
Absolutely. I can't wait.
The Lenawee County Home and Garden Show.
Yeah. Can't wait. That's going to be awesome. Well, let's talk about the one that's coming up this weekend, which is the 50th year for the Home and Garden Show there in Jackson. And it's going to be when and where again, Pat?
Yep, it's Friday, this coming Friday. That's February 27th. We're at the American One Event Center, which is on the Jackson County Fairgrounds. So we'll be open Friday the 27th from 4 to 8 p.m. We'll be open Saturday the 28th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And Sunday for that kids zone will be open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay, admission is $5, but if they can get some of those passes that are around town, and like you mentioned, we have a whole bunch of them here at the WLAN studios, but you said you also have them at the Habitat for Humanity as well?
Yep, Habitat for Humanity, Big C Lumber, and then if they want to give me a call in our office in Jackson, it's 517-783-4800. I'd be happy to set aside tickets for anyone that wants them. We've got probably about 1,000 left, so that means we've given out 4,000 so far.
That's cool.
Yeah,
we're
expecting a big crowd. It's our 50th annual. We had to go big.
Absolutely. Why not?
And you guys will be there. I don't know if you knew this or not, but you guys will be doing a live remote, and also your sister station, Q95, will be there too.
Yep. So we're both going to be there.
We'll see you there on Friday and Saturday. Yeah. That's pretty exciting.
It is. It is. Looking forward to that as well. Again, much success. Being 50 years is that, you know, feel as if I don't have to say much success, but, you know, always got to say it, much success for this year as well, too. But it sounds like you got so many great things lined up for the Home and Garden Show again for this year, Pat, that it's no doubt going to be a success.
It feels like it. It feels like it. I don't want to jinx it, but I think we're set up for an amazing weekend. And again, all the credit goes to our events committee of the HBA of Jackson, Hillsdale, and Lenawee County.
And that's a nice thing about having the HBA, having Hillsdale, Jackson, and Lenawee counties all together, and what a nice association that's going to be.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, most of our contractors, most of our members serve all three counties. A lot of the events are available to all three counties, so it just made a lot of sense for us to just continue to make a bigger impact in those three communities.
All right. Well, we hope that a lot of people have put this on their calendars now and make sure that they're able to go up and to really check out all the great things there at the Home and Garden Show. Pat, thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate everything you guys do for us.
No problem, and keep up the great work, Pat.
Thank you.
Pat O'Dowd, the Executive Director of the HBA of Jackson, Hillsdale, Lenawee Counties, my guest here on Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.